Good morning. Welcome to First Baptist Church and our Easter celebration. The tomb is empty and Jesus has risen. He has risen indeed. Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you on this glorious day for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you that we can gather in spirit and in truth today and celebrate the risen King. Lord, I just ask you to guide us and direct us. Speak to our hearts this morning. Let us celebrate and realize what a wonderful, wonderful hope that we have because of the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. We pray this in your name. Amen.
I overcome by by the power of his blood. Amen.
If I told you my story, This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Can see now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm sending confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not.
CNN, Caesar's News Network, serving the entire Roman Empire. The following is a special report from Jerusalem, Israel. Let's go to our investigative reporter, Alexander. Alexander, what do you have?
Investigative reporter Alexander here, reporting from Jerusalem. For the last week, this city has been the place of some unusual events. Behind me is an empty tomb that just last week was the burial place of a well-known and controversial Jewish rabbi from Nazareth, a man called Jesus, whom was crucified by the local Roman governor Pontius Pilate. According to the disciples of this controversial rabbi, Jesus rose from the dead and came out of this tomb. Now, local officials are denying this claim, calling it a hoax and conspiracy perpetrated by the followers of this rabbi. We are here to investigate this event. We will begin by speaking to a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish High Council here in Jerusalem. The Sanhedrin spokesman is Rabbi Joe Elostein. Let's go inside the empty tomb and hear from the rabbi. Rabbi, can you tell us what happened here last week?
Shalom! Thank you for having me today. What happened here is quite simple. The Roman soldiers that were guarding this tomb fell asleep, and this condemned man's disciples came and stole the body.
Why were there Roman soldiers guarding a criminal's tomb? And why would his disciples want to steal his body?
Well, this man had previously told his disciples that the Jewish authorities were going to arrest him and have him put to death. But after 3 days, he would come back to life. So the soldiers were here to make sure that his disciples did not steal the body and claim this Jesus had come back from the dead.
Interesting. We have reports that the Jewish authorities were plotting against this Jesus. Is that true, Rabbi?
Of course not.
So the Jewish authorities did not have Jesus arrested in the middle of the night and hold a trial in the middle of the night, which we hear is actually against Jewish law.
No comment.
We've also heard that the witnesses lied and contradicted themselves, and that the Roman governor found no fault in this man, even calling this Jesus a just man.
No comment.
I see, Rabbi. Since this Jesus predicted his own death at the hands of the Jewish authorities, is it possible that Jesus did rise from the dead, and that is why the tomb is empty?
That is crazy! This interview is over!
Okay, the rabbi seems to be a little upset. Let's go to our next interview, Roman Centurion Gaius. Centurion, you were in charge of the execution of this Jesus from Nazareth. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Some are saying that you and your men botched the execution and that Jesus was not dead when you took him off the cross. Some are saying that Jesus had simply passed out, and since he wasn't really dead, then later when he was able to walk out of the tomb. Can you comment on this?
No way. That man was dead. I stuck a spear into his chest personally just to make sure he was dead. I stuck that spear all the way into his heart. He didn't even twitch or make a sound when that spear pierced him. He was dead.
I see. Well, can you comment on the accusation of the Jewish Sanhedrin that your men fell asleep while guarding the tomb and Jesus' disciples stole the body?
No, I don't believe my men fell asleep. Sleeping on duty, they could be charged and put to death. No, I don't believe my men fell asleep.
Well, Centurion, then how do you explain the empty tomb?
I can't.
Centurion, I am looking for the truth here.
You want the truth?
You can't handle the truth!
No, I think I can.
I want the truth!
Okay, you want the truth? Here it is. The Jewish authorities are using their money and their influence to spread the story my men were sleeping. But I'll tell you exactly what my men told me. Right before the sunrise on that third day, a man came down out of the clouds, or something like a man. He was glowing bright white. It's like the flash of lightning. This man rolled the stone back, and Jesus, he came out of that tomb alive. Alive, just as alive as I am. My men were terrified. That's what happened. And I don't care if this gets me in trouble or even ends my military career. You want the truth? Here's the truth. Is that this Jesus was a righteous man. When we crucified him, he was righteous. And this tomb is empty because this Jesus is the Son of God. That's the truth. Thank you, Centurion. That is very interesting. Now let's go to our next witness, Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. Hello, Peter. Can you tell us what happened in that tomb a week ago? Oh, I sure can. Jesus arose from the dead. He is alive. Jesus had previously told us that he'd be killed, but on the third day he would rise from the dead. Now, we didn't understand it at that moment. And you see, there was this day when he asked all of us, who did we think he was? I said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus responded to me. He said, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, on that foundation of truth, that Jesus is the Son of God, he said he would build his church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Then he commanded us that we should tell no one that he was the Christ yet, because he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed for the sins of all the people. And then he would be raised on the third day. Now, Jesus being killed, our Messiah dying, at the time I didn't understand. To be honest, I didn't even like the plan. I had my own idea what I wanted Jesus to do. And dying wasn't one of them. So I took Jesus off to the side, away from the other disciples, and rebuked him. I told Jesus that him dying wasn't going to happen. Jesus looked right at me and said, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Oh, man, that hurt. That hurt. He called me Satan because I was wanting my way instead of his, instead of God's way. And know what? He was right. I was wrong. I was wanting my way. Then Jesus told all of us, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man that if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh. We didn't understand at that point that Jesus had to die on the cross for us, for everyone who will believe in him. Jesus is our Passover lamb, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He died for all of us. But now he is alive, proving that his sacrifice was perfect, that he truly is the Messiah, the Son of God.
So, you and the other disciples did not steal the body of Jesus.
No way! We were all too scared after the death of Jesus. We thought we were next. Besides, there was Roman soldiers guarding the tomb. Who would want to mess with Roman soldiers?
So, how do you know for sure that Jesus is alive? Did you actually see him? Can you tell us what happened last weekend? Please, Peter, share your story.
I would love to share my testimony. How my whole world, my whole life has been changed by the life of Jesus Christ, by his death, and especially by the resurrection. It has changed everything. The joy is overwhelming. So I can best share my story with a song I wrote. Will that be okay?
Oh, that would be great, Peter. Go for it.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran toward the garden, then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, but just what, I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. But suddenly the air was filled with strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Story there, Peter. Now I'm hearing we have a person. We're having a person who says he can explain what is going on. It's a Mr. Josiah from Woodstock.
Yeah, man, that's me. Peace, positive thoughts to you, brother.
Okay, well, Josiah, you say you have a theory that explains what is happening here in Jerusalem?
Yeah, man, it's like, it's a hallucination, man. You know, when a person sees something that's not really there, It happens to me all the time, man.
I don't doubt that at all, Josiah. But how can a hallucination explain the empty tomb? Hallucinations happen to an individual person. People don't have the same hallucination at the same time, especially large groups. We have reports that a group of up to 500 people saw this Jesus after his death. There's never been a recorded mass hallucination of 500 people. Besides, if it was only a simple hallucination, why is the tomb empty? The body should still be there.
Aw, man! Your negative vibes are ruining my positivity, man! It is weighing me down, man! It took me 4 days to come up with that theory, man! Oh, you just stomped all over it, man! You are really bringing me down! You should be more open-minded!
Okay, enough of that interview. We have just gotten a report, though, that there is a crowd of people gathering nearby, and Peter, who we interviewed earlier, is speaking to the crowd. Let's go and listen in. I like to quote the prophet Isaiah. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. For by his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
This is CNN, Caesar's News Network, serving the entire Roman Empire.
The prophet Isaiah wrote that passage over 600 years ago. Everything the prophet said happened to Jesus. The people did not esteem him, and in the end they despised and rejected him. Jesus was whipped by the Romans. By his stripes we can be healed. Jesus went to the cross for us, carrying our griefs, our sorrows, our iniquities. He was wounded for our transgressions. And the price for our peace with God was laid on him. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. He was killed. He was killed for the transgressions of all of us. He was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked. He went to his death between two sinners, two thieves, that were crucified on either side of him. But it says, with the rich in his death. Jesus was laid in a rich man's tomb. But he did not deserve to die because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. He was perfect in all his ways. Jesus had no sin. Yet it pleased God the Father to bruise him. He put Jesus to grief. Why? Because Jesus offered himself as our sacrifice, as our Passover lamb. Jesus died for our sins. But the prophet said, Jesus shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. That Jesus, after his death, would see the fruit of his own death, his own sacrifice. What does this mean? Jesus would come back from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, proven who he was, our Messiah. And not just our Messiah, but the Savior of all the world. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, that Jesus shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By God's foreknowledge and divine plan, Jesus Christ justified many, for he became sin for us. Jesus became our sin, and he died in our place.
This is CNN, Caesar's News Network, serving the entire Roman Empire.
Men, women of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Men and women, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, which we are all witnesses. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Repent and put your faith in Jesus Christ, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this day. We thank you the scriptures have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that Jesus went to the cross and died for our sins, and that you raised him on the third day, as the scriptures say. Lord, we are witnesses and we stand here humble before you, knowing that you are the true living God, and Jesus Christ now sits at the right hand of the Father. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. I ask, Lord, that those listening will understand the prophet Isaiah and what he wrote 600 years ago, and that they will put their faith in Jesus Christ for their sins, for their transgressions. Oh, Lord, we praise you this day. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your love, your great love demonstrated in Jesus Christ. No greater love than a man laid down his life for his friends.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let us sing unto the Lord.
The great I am, the God of Abraham, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace I am, the God of Israel, the everlasting one. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth thee.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
Provider, Jehovah Jireh, God of salvation, God of Messiah, the Son He sent to you and testified of Him. He is Jehovah, the God that healeth me.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. He is Jehovah.
Alexander, Caesar's News Network, reporting from Jerusalem. After my investigation, I have come to the conclusion that Jesus of Nazareth did indeed rise from the dead. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Son of God. I believe. I have repented of my sins, and now I am the child of the true living God. I invite you to do the same. Jesus has risen. He has risen indeed. This is Alexander, reporting from Jerusalem, signing off. I'm glad you joined us on this Easter Sunday. I would like to speak to you for a moment before we say goodbye. The Bible is truly an amazing book. It is the Word of God. It has been attacked and put to test more than any other book in human history. It has proven itself time and time again. Every attack fails. Every test, the Bible passes. The Bible is also the best historical account of the ancient world. The Bible predicted the life of Jesus, His ministry, His death, and His resurrection hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. Jesus and the resurrection are historical facts. Many skeptics have tried to discredit the resurrection, and all their theories have fallen short. You cannot discredit a true historical event. The resurrection really happened. Today, the resurrection is still very important. It still speaks to us today. In one aspect, the resurrection speaks great hope and joy, assurance of God's promise, and the return of Jesus Christ. The other aspect, it speaks a warning. In the book of Acts, it reads, Acts 17, verse 30. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men, all women, everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Now, Acts 30 said, these times of ignorance God overlooked. This ignorance is not believing in the one true Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Many people want to believe in anything else but Jesus. But God has proven who Jesus was and is. By the resurrection, he is God in human flesh. He is the Savior. He is alive and returning soon. He is the one each person must turn to in faith. Those who turn from their sins and put their faith in Jesus, they will find the love, the hope, the peace of God. They find the mercy and the grace that saves a person. But for those who reject the resurrection, who reject Jesus, God gives a warning. There in Acts 17 again, 30 and 31, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men, all women, ever to repent, because he has appointed a day. He has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all people, by raising him from the dead. God has appointed a day when the world will be judged. He has given assurance of this by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection can be a symbol of hope, or it can be a symbol of coming judgment. The choice is yours. Will you put your faith in Jesus Christ, or will you remain in ignorance? God calls all people to repent, to be saved from the judgment, what the Bible calls being born again. If you are wanting to be saved, to be born again, I encourage you to listen to the video on our YouTube channel called The Gospel. Just type in Reading FBC, one word, Reading FBC on YouTube, and listen to the video, The Gospel. Today can be the day of salvation. I pray that it is for you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Easter. The tomb is empty. Jesus is risen. He has risen indeed. God bless you.
Praise God from blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, Father, Son,